All right, guys, no big surprise here, but it looks like the next pandemic is shaping up real nice and right on time for the next president that will be coming into office. And of course, we all know who that is. We're going to talk about it today. We got a lot to cover today. Let's get after it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, guys? This is End Time Headlines news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. I'm your host, Ricky Scapero, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. It is Saturday, December the 28th. We want to welcome everybody to the broadcast today. You guys listen by Apple, by Spotify. We welcome you as well. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. We're still in the week of Christmas. And this will be our last weekend of 2024, believe it or not. This year is wrapping up. And boy, it looks like it's going to get interesting for 2025. We have done multiple segments and we've warned about, and it's not just us, we're just echoing the sentiment of other pundits, health officials, the mainstream media. Whoever, take your pick, draw it out of a hat, but we're just echoing what they've already warned us that was coming in 2025. And it looks like this H5N1 bird flu has just now taken a turn for the worse. And you know what the really sad part is? Is anyone really surprised by this? I'm not. Are you? I mean, did you not expect this? Did you not anticipate this? Did you not foresee this happening? We all did. Come on, let's just be honest here. We all saw this coming. This is no big surprise. So I want to get you up to the latest developments on this. And I'm going to make a disclaimer. Everything that we're going to share with you does not necessarily reflect my personal opinion. Because we get a lot of kickback when we start talking about this. Well, you actually believe what the mainstream media says? No, listen, guys, we're simply reporting. We're giving you news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. We're giving you what they're telling us. And then we relay the information to you, and we try to stick to the Bible. And then it's up to you, and it's up to our listeners and our viewers to do what you feel is best and use discretion on what you're going to do for your family to assure your safety and to prepare accordingly. So look, before we get started, can you help me out? Go ahead and hit that like button. You guys listen by Rumble, YouTube, hit that like button. That's going to help us get eyes out there. You guys listening by podcast, wherever you get your podcast from, please give us good reviews. That's going to help us. It's going to help get that on the algorithm and other people can find us out there on Spotify or Apple or, again, wherever you get your podcast. And then, again, the best thing to do is download our free app. It's available today on Apple and Android devices. You can just simply go type in End Time Headlines. You're going to see our official ETH logo. Pick it up today and download it and hit yes to push notifications. And you're going to be good to go. And you're going to have everything right there at your fingertips. Every headline, every podcast, every breaking news, every viewpoint, everything's going to be right there at your fingertips. So let's get after this. Let's show you what they're saying. All right, check out this headline. This is from Reuters. Bird flu virus shows mutations. There it is. In first severe human case in the United States. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said on Thursday, its analysis of samples from the first severe case of bird flu in the country last week showed, quote, mutations not seen in samples from an infected backyard flock on the patient's property. The CDC said the patient's samples showed mutations in the HA gene, which is the part of the virus that plays a key role in attaching to host cells. The health body said the risk to the general public from the outbreak has not changed and still remains low. Now, let me give you another headline. This one's from the NBC News. Bird flu samples show mutations that may make it easier to spread to people. All right, let's check this out.
Concerning news from the CDC. The agency says H5N1 bird flu samples collected from a severely ill patient in Louisiana showed signs of mutation, differing from the samples collected from backyard flock believed to have infected the man. Now, despite the mutation, there's no evidence the virus has spread from the patient to others.
Dr. Anne Ramoyne is a professor of epidemiology at the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health, also the director of the UCLA Center for Global and Immigrant Health. Doctor, we appreciate you joining us. Let's start with that mutation. How does that work, and is there cause for concern tonight?
Well, thanks for having me.
Sure.
And what we know from this case in Louisiana is that this patient, when they sequenced the virus, they noted that there were mutations that could potentially make this virus more susceptible to human transmission, so easily transmitted from person to person.
Now, that's not a good thing, by the way.
Well, that said, there's some really important news here, and that is they sequenced the virus that was found in the backyard flock of birds and the virus from this person, and those birds did not have a mutation that showed any kind of adaptation to humans. So really, this happened in that person, and we think that's really important because it means that what's circulating in the birds is actually not something that's transmissible from person to person at this point. So that's really the important piece of news here. Now, that said, there was some data that suggests that this strain is only a few mutations away from becoming transmissible. So good to keep.
Wow. Only a few mutations away from becoming transmissible. And in other words, AKA, let me give you the translation. It's only a few mutations away from then having the capability to spread to humans. Now, let's do a quick poll in the chat. How many of you believe that in 2025, this thing is going to turn into a full pandemic, meaning that the mutations are going to accelerate and it's going to go from human to human transmission? If you believe, listen to me, if you believe that's going to happen in 2025, type Y in the chat. If you believe it won't, type N. We'd love to hear from you.
Keep our eye on it.
So for those, since we are saying that we haven't seen any human-to-human transmission with the bird flu, for our viewers out there, what would be your advice and for staying healthy?
Well, listen, right now the risk to the general public is really low. Where we have seen cases of H5N1 transmitted is then when people are in close regular contact with either wild birds, poultry like backyard flocks or poultry farms or dairy farms. That's where we're seeing the most of these cases. But there have been a few where we don't know where it came from. So it really means everybody needs to be a little bit more vigilant. So
again, another red flag there. Is they can't trace some of these where they're the origin of it's coming
from. What would I do? What I tell people is that I say, if you see a sick bird or a dead bird, don't touch it. Don't pick it up. And don't let your pets touch it either. Call animal control. You can go online to the public health department and look for a number to call as well. And that bird can be taken away. So that's the first thing I would do. The next thing is that many of these cases are coming from in pets, coming from consumption of raw milk products. And that means that we're...
And we're going to talk about that in just a moment too. So if you've got pets and you're listening or watching today, this is something you may want to take note of too and pay attention.
Seeing the virus in these raw milk products or these raw poultry products. That's where we've seen cases in cats in Oregon and in the U.S. or in California. So I would not drink raw milk. I would not drink or eat raw poultry products as well. And I would just make sure everything is cooked or pasteurized. And then the last thing is I would get your flu vaccine. That flu vaccine is really important. It's not going to protect you against H5N1, this bird flu, but it does protect you against seasonal influenza. And there's an added benefit.
And what has that got to do with the bird flu?
That you really don't want to see any of these this virus starting to swap genetic material, which could make it also more transmissible.
Okay, so what she is telling us is to prevent yourself and your family from getting the bird flu, you need to get vaccinated. Because this will prevent the bird flu mutations from fully coming to the full mutation that could potentially be fatal to you. So this, call me what you want, but this to me sounds like propaganda to push a shot, is what it sounds like.
And the Fed said recently that the country has kind of lost its touch in controlling all of this and that we may see another pandemic. Do you buy into that?
Wow. Yeah, we've got some more on that in just a moment too. Listen to what he just said right there.
Well, listen, my late father-in-law always used to say, it's much easier to stay out of trouble than it is to have to get out of trouble. And that is really true when we talk about infectious diseases. I think that we've totally lost the battle here. What we're seeing are indications that this could turn into something serious. And so, of course, what we need to do is have more testing. We need to have good plans in place. We have to have the public be aware, but it does not mean we're on the verge of a pandemic. It just means that this particular virus has pandemic potential, which is not new news. But what is new news is we're starting to see more cases in humans. We're seeing these cases in dairy. We're seeing cases in birds. Yeah. We're seeing these deaths in cats. So it's time to pay attention.
Wow. All right, you heard it from her. It's time to pay attention. Speaking of paying attention, here was a story that came out as well. Bird flu kills 20 big cats at a big cat sanctuary, devastating conservation efforts. Again, this was in Washington State. 20 big cats at a wild animal sanctuary in Shelton have died from the bird flu. Now, here's more on this. Let's listen to this.
As bird flu continues to spread, a week ago, California declared a state of emergency after a mass infection of dairy cattle there in Washington state, where cases have been on the rise. More than half of the big cats at one wildlife sanctuary died after contracting the virus. Even more concerning, it is unclear exactly how they got bird flu. CNN's Randy.
Again, listen to all these things. It more concerning is the fact that they don't know how they contracted the bird flu.
Kay has the story.
That's Thumper, a 10-year-old Eurasian lynx who used to love to play and scratch the decks high above the foliage. The video from August was taken at the Wild Felid Advocacy Center of Washington, a big cat sanctuary where Thumper lived. Thumper is one of 20 cats from the sanctuary who died in recent weeks from bird flu.
Mm-hmm. We thought we were doing everything we could to avoid anything like this from happening. The cats are pretty well split up into 30 by 40 foot habitats.
The sanctuary's director and co-founder, Mark Matthews, says the cats' enclosures are spread out among 5 acres. He told me their first cat got sick on November 22nd. The 17-year-old cougar named Hannah Wyoming stopped eating and died the next day. A day later, this African caracal named Crackle also got sick and died. Others they lost included this cougar named Holly and Tabby, a Bengal tiger.
Tabby the tiger was a very fun, loving tiger. She had a super personality. Every time I came up, she'd come running to meet me.
This Bengal cat, Pebbles, also succumbed to bird flu, as well as Mouse, a Jeffrey cat. Only 17 of the 37 cats once housed here are left. Nico, an African serval, is still in critical condition, fighting to regain the use of his back legs.
Feeling devastated, kind of in shock. I'm just taking really good care of those ones who are recovering.
The disease spread rapidly, and they still don't know how exactly the bird flu entered their facility.
Initially, we thought it was for bird droppings from waterfowl. We are in a flight pattern for migratory birds, so I don't know if that's part of the equation or not. So we really don't know at this time if it was food related or not.
Although we don't know exactly how it got there, it just makes sense that it's likely due to migratory birds because we know bird flu is transmitted through the migratory bird population.
Dr. Dean Blumberg is an infectious disease expert at UC Davis.
That spread through the bird's saliva, the feces, the urine, and so you really can't protect against that in the natural environment.
The staff at the sanctuary are working tirelessly to disinfect the habitats while also protecting themselves from getting sick. They're wearing PPE, including N95 masks, and doing foot baths when they enter and leave.
Anybody getting the whole 2020, 2019, 2020 vibes all over again? the PPE, the equipment, the disinfectant. I mean, all the verbiage, the pandemic, all the language that's been used. This is very concerning.
The virus
guys.
May mutate and become more easily transmitted person to person. So the more this virus circulates and specifically co-circulates with human strains, that's going to increase the odds of the virus evolving to more human to human transmission. And that of course could signal another pandemic.
Randy, I understand there's also concern now about house cats. What are you learning?
Yeah, Jim, there's not only the big cats who are at risk, but now it seems that the house cats are at risk as well. This is after a house cat in Oregon died after eating a pet product that was later found to be infected with or tested positive for bird flu. So now this Portland, Oregon-based pet food company is issuing a nationwide voluntary recall. The name of the...
Wow, that's unbelievable. And there it is on your screen, guys. If you have cats... There, it's Northwest Naturals turkey recipe. It's again disturbing news coming out.
Naturals, and the recall is for a 2-pound feline turkey recipe. That's one of their raw frozen recipes. And I should note that this product was distributed all over the United States across this country. It was also distributed in parts of Canada, including British Columbia. So there's a lot of concern, Jim, for pet owners, certainly cat owners, about how this might spread. Can their cat get it? Can it spread to humans? So many questions for pet owners. I also want to note, Jim, that that sanctuary we reported on is closed for now to the public, but they are hoping to reopen again in March.
Randy Kay, thanks so much. Joining me now, director for the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, the epidemiologist Michael Osterholm. Good to speak to you again, sir. Thanks so much for joining.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be with you.
As far as we know at this point, bird flu has not made the jump of going from human to human. People have contracted the virus from animals. I wonder how far away we are from that possibility. Are we just, in effect, one mutation away from human-to-human transmission?
Well, Jim, let me just be really clear here that this is not rocket science. It's flu work. It's actually a lot more complicated. We don't know. And anyone that tells you they do know, you have to be very careful. What we do know is, of course, flu viruses continue to change. They mutate. This particular H5N1 virus has been doing this really since 1996 when it first showed up in China, caused an outbreak in Hong Kong in 97. And what most people...
What a shock. It showed up in China first.
...don't realize is this was killing cats way back in 2003 and 4. One of the zoos in Thailand lost over 100 large cats because they were fed culled poultry that had died from H5N1. And so we've been seeing this for a long time in cats. What's changed, though, is in the last 2 years, a new strain of this H5N1 has emerged that has caused a lot of additional infections in mammal species that we'd not seen this before, over 50. And of course, as you're well aware, the dairy side of the house now has also contributed substantially to this, which we had never seen before. So we don't...
You hear that comment? We've never seen this before. It's never happened before. This is a new strain. Telling you guys, 2025.
No, where we're at right now with this virus, there will be more influenza pandemics. Is this the one that's going to cause it? We don't know. Yeah.
There it is.
That's the open question, of course. I wonder, and I remember, I've covered previous H1N1 outbreaks years ago. Those did not develop into a pandemic, thankfully. I wonder, over what time period might such a thing happen given where we are now? Is it a matter of weeks, months, years, or does that fall into the we don't know category as well?
We don't know category is really the operative word for today. But let me just point out that we are doing more.
It's amazing how they don't know this, but they can speak with an assurance and tell you that there is coming another pandemic. And you can go do your own research. There's been pundits out there that has said that it's coming even as soon as the next election cycle. The next president that comes in, Donald J. Trump, one of these guys came out and said that from January 21st on, there's going to be a new threat emerge of these infectious diseases. It's out there. We talked about that. We've covered that. And now, isn't it interesting that here we are, less than a month away from the inauguration of Donald Trump, and this H5N1 bird flu has now mutated again, and it's raising concerns. I'm just saying, just throwing that out there.
More with this virus as a result of human activity, such as what we're seeing in dairy cattle right now, bringing together this virus. And we only learned this past year that the cow udder actually has receptor sites, or the ability for both bird viruses and human viruses to grow in that udder. Why is that important? Because that's how you actually see pandemic strains emerge, where two different viruses co-infect cells, swap out genes, and then create this brand new virus. And so this is why we're so concerned. Has it happened yet? No. We have not seen any evidence of severe illness being transmitted to individuals who work in the dairy area. But that could all change tonight. And that's what we're trying to help people understand, is that we're on a major alert right now for this issue.
What should the...
A major alert. And this is conflicting information. One says no need to be alarmed, no need to be concerned. And then now here is an expert in infectious disease saying that we're on a major alert. So again, you do use your own discretion, you know, use discernment, and you decide.
Country be doing right now to help, to the extent that it can, to help prevent this from becoming something.
Okay, well, we're going to stop this because he's going to reiterate what we've already heard. All right, now check this out. Look at this headline. How America lost control of the bird flu, setting the stage for another pandemic. Now, this is from CNN Health. Of course it is. Again, think about this, guys. They're telling us that we've already lost control of this bird flu, and it's all setting the stage for another pandemic. All right, here's more on this as well.
New CDC report on the first severe human case of bird flu in the U.S. Samples taken from a patient in Louisiana show mutations that could make it easier for this virus to spread from person to person. Now, right now, there's no evidence it's been passed along to anyone else, and the CDC says risk to the public remains low. But experts warn a single mutation like this could potentially lead to another pandemic.
The virus may mutate and become more easily transmitted person to person. So the more this virus circulates, and specifically co-circulates with human strains, that's going to increase the odds of the virus evolving to more human to human transmission.
All right, again, guys, we don't want to rehash the same thing over and over. So again, want to recap a little bit of this. They're telling us, there are sources saying now that America has dropped the ball. The CDC, the World Health Organization, health officials, whatever, whoever you want to throw into that batch, we have all lost control of this bird flu, the H5N1, the current one that's killing the cats, killing the wildlife, showing up in over 50 different mammals. It's infecting people. We've lost control of this. And they're saying that this is setting the stage for another pandemic. Now, I'm going to read this right here. This is from this article. Quote, "It's disheartening to see many of the same failures that emerged during the want-want virus reemerge." This was according to the director of the Global Health Program at the Council on Foreign Relations. "Far more bird flu damage is inevitable." I said it's inevitable. "But the extent of it will be left to the Trump administration," there it is, "and Mother Nature." So think about this, guys. The Trump administration had to deal with a pandemic in their administration. And here we are, and we fast forward to 2024. Trump is yet again in office, coming into office into 2025. And here we have we're on the precipice of another pandemic emerging. Unbelievable. Already the USDA has funneled more than $1.7 billion in tamping down the bird flu on poultry farms since 2022, which includes reimbursing farmers who had to cull their flocks, and more than $430 million to combating the bird flu on dairy farms. In coming years, the bird flu may cost billions of dollars more in expenses and losses. Dairy industry experts say the virus kills roughly 2-5% of infected dairy cows and reduces a herd's milk production about 20%. Reading on, worse, the outbreak poses the threat of pandemic. Again, the outbreak poses a threat of a pandemic. More than 60 people in the U.S. have been infected, mainly by cows or poultry, but cases could, quote, skyrocket if the virus evolves to spread efficiently from person to person. And again, the recent news of a critically individual in Louisiana with the bird flu shows that the virus can be, quote, dangerous. Again, just a few mutations could allow the bird flu to spread between people. Because viruses mutate within human and animal bodies, each infection is like a pull of a slot machine lever. Wow. Wow, guys. Unbelievable. So again, question is, who's pulling the lever on the slot machine? So here we are. The ball's going to drop for 2025. The lever's going to be pulled. And are we going to get, we're not going to get three cherries. Are we going to get three eggs? Are we going to get three strikes and we're out? Are we going to get another pandemic coming? So real quick, again, I want to recap this just for a moment, guys. It looks like, again, something's brewing, something's mutating, something's emerging, and I think we all kind of get this feel. You can feel it, guys. You can just feel that something big is coming in 2025. You know, the whole drone debacle has kind of slowed down. It's kind of lost steam. Nobody's really, at least in the circles that I listen to, and most of the information I'm getting, it's kind of gotten quiet a little bit. Now, New Jersey, I don't know what's going on with you guys in New Jersey, but you get an earthquake, you've got mysterious drones, and now a massive sinkhole has opened up, shutting down a major highway in New Jersey. So I don't know what the heck is going on. I'm expecting Godzilla to emerge probably next week offshore of New Jersey at this point. I mean, it's getting crazy. It's like this. We thought California was nutty. I mean, this thing is getting unbelievable. But again, I think the concerning part about this as well is pets, guys. I mean, we have pets. I know many of you guys have pets. And if you have cats, we have cats. This is concerning, especially we don't have outdoor cats. But if I had outdoor cats, I probably wouldn't be having them outside at this point. So this is something that we definitely want to keep track on. Now, remember, now let me take this to a scripture. I want to show you this real quick. Now, I do want to remind everyone that in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24, Jesus warned about the signs of the coming of the Lord. One of the things that he highlights in here, he talks about pestilences, plural tense, right here in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24, verse 7. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in various places. That's another thing that's interesting to point out too. And again, this word pestilence here in Matthew 24, guys, is a Greek word meaning a disease leading unto death. So biblically speaking, guys, we know that the Gospels, Jesus himself, the prophets, they have warned that we would see these things transpire in the end times. And again, when we talk about birth pangs, we're not just talking about the earth in travail as far as natural disasters, though that is part of that. But everything else in that list in the Gospel of Matthew 24, let me pull it back up here. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about here. In Matthew 24, he said there will be, remember this, wars, rumors of wars. He said, he talks about nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines, pestilence, earthquakes. All of these happening in various locations around the world. And here's the key. These are all the beginning of sorrows. In other words, again, based on the understanding of labor pains, we can see that these all these categories, and howbeit pestilences or diseases that leads unto mass deaths. We're talking about like the Spanish flu. We're talking about like the bubonic plague. We're talking about, you know, these type of viruses and flus and mutations that leads to a mass population of people dying. Jesus said these things will happen in various locations around the world, and they will increase in magnitude and in severity as we get closer to the end of the age and the coming of the Lord. So we, again, we wanted to come on here today and we wanted to inform you of what's going on. Again, eyes wide open, wide awake, keep your head on a swivel, be sober, be vigilant, be prayed up. Come on, keep your family under the blood of Jesus and know that when Jesus said in Luke 21:28, when you begin to see all of these things coming to pass, remember what he said, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near. Again, guys, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. That's going to be where you're going to find us. Again, you can pick up our app today. It's available for free on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to hit yes to push notifications. And guys, if this ministry blesses you, encourages you, equips you, you're blessed by our ministry. It's a source of information, revelation, all the above, and you would like to pray about becoming a monthly partner, you can do that two different ways. Right there on your screen, you can give electronically right there on the app or through the main website, or if you wish to give by check or money order, you can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So guys, we're going to sign off for tonight. We will be off tomorrow for Sunday. Everybody, most people will probably be at church on Sunday morning or just spending time with your family and resting. And unless we have some breaking news, we will not be broadcasting tomorrow whatsoever. But don't forget, we will be back on Monday night for our 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern devotional/prayer session. We've kind of changed things up a little bit, and we do about a 25 minute devotional, kind of building your faith, just plowing the ground, and then and we put that seed down, and then we spend the second hour of that, or the next 15, 20, 30 minutes, depending on how the Spirit of God moves, we then go into a time of prayer and intercession. And that's where I like to say we water that seed, and then we come on by faith and we just believe God for him to move upon our families and situations in which we are praying for. So guys, and again, listen, if you're listening by Rumble or watching by Rumble or by Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or any of these outside social media outlets, and this is where you're coming to watch our programs, be sure to come over to YouTube and subscribe to our channel. Just type in End Time Headlines up in your search bar. You'll find us. And then that way, once you subscribe to our channel, hit that bell notification, hit that subscribe button. And then when we go live on Monday nights or breaking news or whatever the case would be, you won't miss these. And of course, if you have the app, you'll see it there as well. So listen, we're going to sign off for this weekend. And again, Lord willing, we will see you guys on Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. God bless you guys. We'll see you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.